have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I know he's the same. all right. Here we are. It's Thursday, and we are thankful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Can we just praise the Lord for another opportunity to touch and agree, because we're going to go to God in prayer and, of course, to bless what we have to say today, hopefully to encourage somebody, to inspire somebody, and to make you know that you have what it takes. You have what it takes to get you to the next level, to be a blessing to somebody else, to shine your light. We've got a light. The Lord Jesus spoke about that in Matthew chapter 5, that we are, as believers, those lights that should not be hid. This is a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. And I'm Loretta Petit. So glad that you chose to join us on today. Well, it is Women's Month. It is Women's Month, International Women's Month. And, of course, we celebrated International Women's Day on yesterday. Happy belated Women's International or Women's Day to you. It is just a beautiful, beautiful thing to have been born a woman. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, let's pray. And before prayer, let me just remind you that the Bible says that if we will delight ourselves in him, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. That's the scripture I want to drop on your ears and on your heart today. Remember, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. And as long as life lasts, some of us are going to be having, you know, I don't want to say be having, because I am an English teacher. Some of us are going to have vision. Some are going to have dreams. And, of course, all of us should have goals and purpose. Understand, we need to do what we do in purpose and on purpose, on purpose and in purpose. So let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you. We bless your name. We honor you, God, because you are worthy. We thank you for every tidbit of time that you give us, that we can deposit a positive word into somebody's spirit, their hearts, their minds. Dear God, we don't take it lightly. And Father, we give your name the praise that you have given us the wisdom, the opportunity, that you have opened up the gates that we can do things such as this, that we can share things that we know, share things for all of us to have and grow. So Father, we give you praise for this opportunity. Bless my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Tim, and I'm asking blessings upon the Elation family. All of us have a word from on high. It is my belief and my prayer, but God, that we're going separate paths and doing separate things as you have called us to do at this day and this time and in this season. But God, we thank you, Lord. We know that you're going to bless the work of our hands. We give you thanks now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I get caught in the middle of dinner. Sometimes I get caught on the road. Sometimes I get caught in an event and I got to walk out. There's no telling where I am on Thursday because, you know, just so many things are going on. And sometimes I don't get home until late. And so I'm trying to multitask, get everything all lined up and together, trying to grab a bite here, drink some water or something, juice or something there, you know, whatever. There's so many things going on. But that's why we're glad it's a podcast. A podcast doesn't mean it's visual, even though many people are attaching visuals to it and calling it a podcast, but that's fine. Whatever works, we can redefine it, honey, however we have to. And we thank the Lord for all of those choices, amen, that we have, that we can do what we need to do. Well, of course, my topic today is Women's History Month. This is the month of March. This is the month where we celebrate women's contributions to history, to culture, and to society. We look at this as an opportunity to uplift the sister, an opportunity to say, well, this is where you were, and this is where you are now. And in between then and now, look at the great work you've done. So we want to celebrate not just those women that were of the Bible days of the 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th century. We want to celebrate women that's doing positive things even today. And that's what it's all about. So the timely theme honors women in every community who have devoted their lives and talents to producing art, pursuing truth, and reflecting the human condition. I'll tell you more about that. But first, these are some books that have been highlighted for this month. You may have heard, I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie, Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures, what a movie. Really, really good. Taraji P. Henson, he played that role so well. Not that the other ones didn't, but I was just really surprised to see how well she played her role on Hidden Figures. But that's one of the books that's highlighted for Women's History Month. Another book that's highlighted, former First Lady Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, that's another book that's highlighted for this month. I still am trying to read the first book she wrote. I was on the road, on the path to reading the first book, right? Is that the first book? I'm not sure. But anyway, I think that might be the first one. So I was reading it, and my daughter said, oh, I want to read that book. So she grabbed my book, and I'm thinking she's reading the book. The book is sitting on her nightstand. So it's time for me to pick up my book again and get to reading my book so I could get caught up and get to the second book. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So, yes, the first book is called Becoming, and her next book is out now, her second book. And let me see what that book is called. Oh, you know, I should remember. Forgive me because I don't. I was just trying to get through Becoming. I was trying to get through Becoming. And like I said, the book got hijacked out of my hand. So she has another book out. But my point I'm making, I don't want to deviate from what I'm saying. Her second book is also... let's see, I'm trying to figure out what it's called because I really should know that, but I don't. I feel bad because I don't. What is the name of her second book? Somebody knows. I want to be able to call in and tell me. But you don't have to because that's not the book that's highlighted this month. I was just, you know, wondering. Anyway. Let's go back to what I was saying. So the third book that's highlighted this month is Little Women. Little Women is another book that's highlighted. I've tried to watch that movie on several occasions. For some reason, I can't get through the whole movie. I catch it somewhere in the middle. But that's another book. And the fourth book that's highlighted this month, and I've never heard on this one. It's called My Own Words. Is this hers? Let me see. My Own Words by, who's it by? I should know that. My Own Words by Ruth Bader. It's several authors on that book. They collaborated on that book. So those are the books highlighted for this month, Women's Month. And if you are a reader, then you might want to pick up one of them and check it out and see what our sister girls are doing as it relates to making the pen purposeful. So we look at National Women's Month, and it is a month that got started way back in 1987. The United States formally recognized March as National Women's History Month, and every woman has a story to tell and a gift to share. I love that. And that is so true. We have stories to tell, and we have gifts to share. So this year, the theme is celebrating women who tell our stories, celebrating women who tell our stories. The National Women's History Alliance spearheaded the movement of March being declared National Women's History Month. And, of course, we are celebrating the sisterhood. There are so many things that women are doing now. It's so awesome. Awesome when I look back at the things that women were trying to fight to do, and they were losing battle after battle after battle, but they kept fighting. They kept fighting to have their voices heard. And I think on the phrase, children should be seen and not heard, I think that served us an injustice, because even as children, I think we should have been heard, because many things we couldn't break out to do until we became an adult. But God sent a lot of gifted kids here as little children, and they were able to do wonderful things, but we wouldn't push them because they were children. And if we would have pushed them when we first saw the gift emerge, or we saw the interest emerge, by the time some of those children reached adulthood, they would have been like off the chain. They would have been prodigies even in their time. But children should be seen and not heard. That works as it relates to helping with respect, because we've lost that these days. But, you know, I think it's always a good thing to listen to your child. I've had to learn and grow into that, because I didn't know. All I know is what I was taught. And so now we realize, when I look at my kids, my sixth graders, how talented they are. They do some talented things. And I'm always talking to them about business. I'm always saying, you don't have to wait. If you do this product and you love doing this product and you keep on doing this product, you could go into business for yourself. So talk to your little girls and your little boys. I mean, listen to their stories. Listen to what they have to say. But I digress. Let's get back to Women's History Month. Throughout 2023, this National Women's Organization is encouraging recognition of women everywhere, past and present, who have been active in all forms of media. That would be me and storytelling, including print, radio, TV, stage, screens, blogs, podcasts, and more. The Tiny Theme honors women in every community who have devoted their lives and their talents to producing art, pursuing truth, and reflecting the human condition decade after decade. Our fight continues as it relates to the boardroom, because we're still not making the whole dollar that our counterparts, the males, are making. So we still have to continue our fight. They want equal work. Come on, give us some equal pay here. So from the earliest storytellers through pioneering journalists, our experiences have been captured by a wide variety of artists and teachers. These include authors, songwriters, scholars, playwrights, performers, and even grandmothers throughout time. Women have long been instrumental in passing on our heritage in word and in print, and to communicate the lessons of those who came before us. Women's stories everywhere, women's stories, and the larger human story expand our understanding and strengthen our connections with each other. I was in a wonderful workshop today, and we were talking about connections, 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 how important it is to have connections and how important it is to be a good connection for somebody. You know, we can really do more. The women who grab these roles would open the door to let other women in. Sometimes, you know, that doesn't happen, so it takes us longer to advance as a woman. Because women get to their places sometimes. And ladies, this is those with the crab mentality and those with the me and mine and I mentality. They get those roles, and sometimes they're in need of another couple of women. But instead of telling the women they know or helping the women they know to get in, they just don't say a word. So if this is you, if this is your narrative, please change it. Because wherever you are, you're there for a purpose. And you, most times, can open the door for another woman or two to come through. So these stories that we tell today are not about women with that kind of a mindset, but moreover, about women who talk their sisters up. They talk them up. What does that mean, Petite? That means that they go to their higher ups and they say, listen, I know a woman who can handle that. Oh, I know a woman with credentials who have done this kind of thing before. Let's give her a shot. Are you opposed to giving her a shot? Just give her 30 days. Give her 60 days and see how she's working out. These are the kind of things that we have to keep in mind to try and do, because that's how we make progress. So be a good connection. Don't just be a connection, but be a good connection. not just a front piece, but be someone who can make some waves in your organization to some degree. Everybody, every woman's not going to go to the top of the ladder. We get that. But have good relationships with those you work for who does have the power or who do have the power to make these recommendations if you are too low on the totem pole. Make these connections, these relationships work in your favor for your friends who are qualified friends. I'm not saying put the name on the line for people who lollygag, take things for granted, play around, not qualified. Mm-mm. I'm talking about for those who are qualified. You know that they are professionally driven. You know that they are solutions driven and that they work hard. Put your name on the line for these sisters. You are their contact. You are their resource. Do that. It doesn't work out, then such is life. It doesn't work out. But you did try and give a sister or two a chance. So when we think about people like the Toni Morrisons and the writer like Maya Angelou, we're talking about being in good company. We're talking about having our work seen, and we're talking about hopefully having our works appreciated. So when we pick up that pen to give that pen purpose on the page, we want you to understand the importance of putting your best foot forward. And there's so many other women that did so many other things, like Maxine Hong Kingston, Javita Adar, Lillian Hellman. Some of these names you may know from their works. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, Betty Saskin, Willa Cather, Gertrude Stein, Gloria Steinem, Winona LaDuke. These women have made impacts, and so therefore they are being applauded for their contributions. So having said that, happy, happy Women's History Month to all of the women. And while I'm on a happy, happy note, because I'm going to come back and put a pin in that and come back and close out with some other remarks, but while I'm on a happy, happy note, happy anniversary to all of you celebrating your wedding anniversary on this day, your baptismal anniversary on this day, the day you said yes to God on this day. We're celebrating you. And happy birthday to all of you that are celebrating on this day. I dedicate this podcast all month long to my mother, the late Miss Helen Macklin Sterling Petit, who was born in February. I failed to do that then. February 26th, I probably mentioned it, said it was my daughter's birthday, and also on a sad note, the day that my brother was killed. But in the month of March, this is another woman who was like, she was a mother to me from the age 11 years old until adulthood. She was related to me. She was my great aunt, my grandfather's sister. But from 11 years old until adulthood, under her roof, I abided by her rules. I ate off of her dime. The clothes that I wore, she bought. She was my mom from 11 until, yes, my birth mother was still alive. Yes, she consented to that. Yes, she was in my life every day of the week. Yes, I was in her life. And it was mutual that it was better for me to stay with my great aunt. So my mom was able to get her life together, and I celebrate the fact she did, gave her life to God, got off those streets, got baptized, joined the usher board, became the president of the usher board, used to walk up to the altar and sing her songs. My God, I saw a major transformation in my mom. So that's the woman I want to celebrate today, Ms. Helen Macklin Sterling Petit. But I also dedicate this month's podcast to my other mother, Rowena Macklin LeBlanc. That woman, I love, love, love every memory of her. She was my angel sent to earth to help me to find myself. So I give God thanks and praise for having two mommies, one that birthed me and one that gave me her heart, that gave me her love, that gave me everything I needed to become the me I am today. So thank God for people who don't birth you, but pour into your life and love on you like they carried you for 9 months. My God. So a proclamation on Women's History Month 2023. During this month, we celebrate the countless women who have fought tirelessly. This came from the White House. And courageously for equality, justice, and opportunity in our nation. We also reaffirm our commitment to advancing rights and opportunities for women and girls in the United States and around the world. We are mindful that we are building on the legacy of both recognized trailblazers and unsung heroines who have guided the course of American history and continue to shape its future. Full participation of women is a foundational tenet of democracy. Women, often women of color, have been on the front lines fighting for and securing equal rights and opportunities throughout our country's history as abolitionists, civil rights leaders, suffragists, and labor activists. Women continue to lead as advocates for reproductive rights, champions of racial justice, and LGBTQI plus equality. Throughout history, these women have opened the doors of opportunity for subsequent generations of dreamers and doers. As community leaders, educators, doctors, scientists, childcare providers, and more, women power over economy and lead our nation. As first responders and service members, they stand watch over our lives and liberty. As innovators, entrepreneurs, and essential workers in every industry, they represent the very best of America. But despite significant progress, women and girls continue to face systemic barriers to full and equal participation in our economy and society. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, stripping away a constitutional right from the American people and the ability of millions of women to make decisions about their own bodies, putting their health and lives at risk. Disparities persist in economic security, health care, and caregiving responsibilities, especially for women and girls of color. Those who perform critical work, including those who care for our children and our families, are too often overlooked, underpaid, and undervalued. So, I want to leave you there with that, and you can find this long celebratory proclamation at whitehouse.gov. You'll be able to see it there. But hats off to my cohort sisters, my sisters in Christ, my sisters in race, my sisters in religion, my sisters on the face of this earth who are willing to give a little of themselves to make a great impact in somebody else's life. To you, my sisters, I celebrate you who carry the torch for somebody who will follow behind you, who will stand on your shoulders. I salute you, sisters, who are not afraid to step out, even though failure may come, that you will get up and you'll step out again to make a positive difference, to make an impact. I salute you, sisters, who don't rest on your laurels, who don't sit around waiting and wondering what's happening, but get up and be a part of the happening. I salute you, sisters. Happy International Women's Month to you. Keep on keeping on. Create some new goals. Make some unique moves. Make impacts. Make your talents, your gifts, your anointing, your call. Make it all count. Do what you're called on this earth or were born on this earth to do. See God if you're unsure, but by all means, bust a move. Make something happen. Don't be up among those who wonder what's happening, among those who sit around and watch what's happening, but be a part of the movers and shakers and make positive, great, and wonderful things happen for other sisters and for our communities, for our nation, for our world. So that's all I've got today. I thank the Lord for you, and for you. If you want to hit me up on email, you can go to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Once again, Want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim. Love you, girl. May God bless you. May God keep you. You guys, make it a great day. Bye.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith. Not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to